Chapter 15. The Functions of Tata Romana and Kuti. An object which impinges on one of the senses can be visible object, sound, odor, flavor, or tangible object. Each of these objects is rupa. They arise and fall away, but they do not fall away as rapidly as nama. As we have seen in Chapter 12, rupa lasts as long as 17 moments of citta. When a sense object, which is rupa, impinges on one of the senses, a process of cittas occurs, which arise in a particular order and perform each their own function while they experience that sense object. The first citta of that process, the pancha dhatravajana citta, five-door adverting consciousness, does not arise immediately. First, they have to be bhavanga cittas, and these are atita bhavanga, past bhavanga kalana, vibrating bhavanga, and bhavanga pacheda, or rest bhavanga, or last bhavanga before the current of bhavanga cittas is arrested. These bhavanga cittas do not experience the rupa which impinges on one of the senses. The pancha dhatravajana citta, which is a kiriya citta, adverts to the object and is then succeeded by one of the divi pancha vinanas, seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, etc., which is vipaka, the result of a good deed or a bad deed. There is, however, not only one moment of vipaka in a process, but several moments. The divi pancha vinana is succeeded by sampatichana citta, receiving consciousness, which is vipaka, and this citta is succeeded by santirana citta, investigating consciousness, which is also vipaka. The santirana citta is succeeded by the votapana citta, determining consciousness, which is kiriya citta. This citta is succeeded by seven javana cittas, which are, in the case of non-arahats, akusla cittas or kusla cittas. All cittas, starting with the pancha dhatravajana citta, experience the object which impinges on one of the senses. Counting from the atita bhavanga, 15 moments of citta have elapsed when the seventh javana citta has fallen away. If the rupa which has impinged on one of the senses and atita bhavanga arose at the same time, that rupa can survive two more moments of citta, since the duration of rupa equals 17 moments of citta. Thus, after the javana cittas, there can be two more moments of citta which directly experience the object. These cittas, which are vipaka cittas, are tadaramana cittas or tadalabhana cittas. They perform the function of tadaramana or tadalabhana, which is translated as registering or retention. Tadaramana literally means that object. The citta hangs on to that object. When the tadaramana cittas have fallen away, the sense door process has run its full course. There is, however, not always a complete sense door process. When a rupa which impinges on one of the senses, more than three moments of bhavanga cittas may pass before a process starts, and then the process cannot run its full course. Since rupa does not last longer than 17 moments of citta, it falls away before the tadaramana cittas could arise. Thus, in that case, there are no tadaramana cittas. As a footnote, the Abhidhammata Sangha, Chapter 4, Analysis of Thought Processes, calls sense objects very great when the process runs its full course. It calls them great when the process is interrupted after the javana cittas. It calls them slight When the process is interrupted after the vote upon a cheetah, it calls them very slight when the process does not start. End of footnote. Only in the sensuous plane of existence, Gamma Ken, after Gamma Vichara Javana cheetahs of the sense sphere, produce the Vipaka cheetahs, which are the Tadaramana cheetahs, hanging on to the sense object. As a footnote, see Visuddhimagga 14.122. End of footnote. For those who are born in Rupa Brahma planes, where there are less conditions for sense impressions, and for those who are born in Arupa Brahma planes, where there are no sense impressions, there are no Tadaramana cheetahs. As a footnote, birth in a Rupa Brahma plane is the result of Rupa Vichara Kusala cheetahs, Rupa Jhana cheetah, and birth in an Arupa Brahma plane is the result of Arupa Vichara Kusala cheetahs, Arupa Jhana cheetah. Those who develop Jhana cheetah see the disadvantage of sense impressions. They want to be freed from them. End of footnote. Summarizing the cheetahs which precede one another when a rupa impinges on one of the senses and becomes the object of cheetahs of a sense door process which runs its full course. 1. Atita Bhavanga, that is, past Bhavanga. 2. Bhavanga Kalana, that is, vibrating Bhavanga. 3. Bhavangu Pacheda, that is, arrest Bhavanga. 4. Pancha Davarvajana Chitta, that is, five-door adverting consciousness. 5. Divi Pancha Vinana, that is, the five pairs of seeing consciousness, etc. 6. Sampadichana Chitta, that is, receiving consciousness. 7. Santirana Chitta, that is, investigating consciousness. 8. Vodapana Chitta, that is, determining consciousness. And Javana Chittas 9 through 15. These are Kusala Chittas or Akusala Chittas in the case of non-arahats running through the object. 16. Tadaramana Chitta, that is, registering consciousness. 17. Tadaramana Chitta, that is, registering consciousness. The Tadaramana Chitta experiences an object not only through the five sense doors, but also through the mind door. In the sense door process, Tadaramana Chitta can arise only when the object has not fallen away yet. If Tadaramana Chittas arise in a sense door process, they can also arise in the succeeding mind door process. The Tadaramana Chitta is a Vipaka Chitta, which can experience an object through six doors. For example, when visible object contacts the eye sense and the process runs its full course, the Tadaramana Chittas arising in that process experience the object through the eye door. The Tadaramana Chittas of the mind door process, which succeeds the eye door process, experience that object through the mind door. As a footnote, the Abhidhammata Sangaha, in Chapter 4, Analysis of Thought Processes, calls the object experienced through the mind door when the process runs its full course, a clear object. If the mind door process is interrupted after the Javana cheetahs, the object is called obscure. End of footnote. When the object which contacts the sense door is unpleasant, all the Vipaka cheetahs in that process, and thus also the Tadaramana cheetahs, if they arise, are Akusala Vipaka. The Tadaramana cheetahs of the succeeding mind door process are also Akusala Vipaka. When the object which contacts the sense door is pleasant, all Wipaka cheetahs of that process, including the Tadaramana cheetahs, are Kusla Wipaka. It is the same with the Tadaramana cheetahs of the subsequent Mindo process. The function of Tadaramana can be performed by 11 different types of Wipaka cheetahs. By 3 Ahetuka Wipaka cheetahs, that is, unaccompanied by Hetu's roots, and by 8 Sahetuka Wipaka cheetahs, that is, accompanied by Subhana Hetu's beautiful roots. If the Tadaramana cheetah is Ahetuka, the function of Tadaramana is performed by the Ahetuka Wipaka cheetah, which is classified as Santirana cheetah. As we have seen in Chapter 9, there are 3 kinds of Santirana cheetah. One type is Akusla Wipaka accompanied by Upeka, that is, indifferent feeling. One type is Kusla Wipaka accompanied by Upeka, and one type is Kusla Wipaka accompanied by Sumanasa, that is, pleasant feeling. As stated before in Chapter 11, Santirana cheetah can perform more than one function at different occasions. Santirana cheetah performs the function of Santirana, that is, investigating the object, when it arises in a sense door process and succeeds Sampatichana cheetah. Apart from the function of investigating the object, Santirana cheetah can also perform the functions of Patisandhi, rebirth, Bhavanga, and Kuti, dying. In those cases, Santirana cheetah does not arise within the process of cheetahs. Moreover, Santirana cheetah can perform the function of Tadavramana. Apart from the 3 Ahetuka Wipaka cheetahs, which can perform the function of Tadavramana, there are 8 Sahetuka Wipaka cheetahs, or Maha Wipaka cheetahs, which can perform the function of Tadaramana. As a footnote, see Chapter 11 for the classification of the 8 Maha Wipaka cheetahs. End of footnote. All the time, cheetahs arise and fall away, performing different functions. The last function of cheetah in life is the function of Kuti, dying. When we say in conventional language that a person has died, the Kuti cheetah, that is, dying consciousness, which is the last cheetah of that life, has fallen away. The Kuti cheetah is succeeded by the Patisandhi cheetah, rebirth consciousness of the following life. Death is unavoidable. Everybody, no matter whether he is in one of the unhappy planes, in the human plane, or in one of the heavenly plane, has to have Kuti cheetah. We read in the teachings about birth, old age, sickness, and death. Old age is mentioned immediately after birth, before sickness is mentioned. The reason is that as soon as we are born, we are already aging. We are already on our way to death. We read in the Sutta Nipata, the group of discourses, chapter 3, paragraph 8, the Barb, verses 574 to 587, Kudaka Nikaya, as a footnote. The quotation is taken from the translation by K. R. Norman, PTS 1992, except in the first sentence, where I use alternative reading of the edition of PTS 1984. Norman has, "The life of mortals is without attribute and unknown." End of footnote. And I quote, "The life of mortals here cannot be predicted by any sign, and its duration is uncertain. It is difficult and brief, and it is combined with misery. For there is no means whereby those born do not die. Even for one arriving at old age, there is death, for of such a nature are living creatures. Just as for ripe fruit there is constantly fear of falling, so for mortals who are born there is constantly fear of death. Just as vessels made of clay by a potter all have breaking as their end, so is the life of mortals. Young and old, those who are foolish and those who are wise, all go into the power of death. All have death as their end. When they are overcome by death, going from here to the next world, the father does not protect the son, nor the relatives, the other relatives. See, while the relatives are actually looking on and wailing much, each one of the mortals is led away like a cow to be slaughtered. Thus the world is smitten by death and old age. Therefore wise men do not grieve, knowing the way of the world. Whose path you do not know, whether come or gone, not seeing both ends, you lament him uselessly. If lamenting and harming himself a deluded person should pluck out any advantage from his action, a wise man would do that too. For not by weeping and grief does one obtain peace of mind. His misery arises all the more, his body is harmed. He becomes thin and discolored, harming himself by himself. The departed ones do not fare well thereby. Lamentation is useless. Not abandoning grief, a person goes all the more to misery. Bewailing the dead men, he goes under the influence of grief. End of quote. If one is not wise, one grieves. But for those who develop the Eightfold Path, there will be less sorrow. For him who has attained the stage of the Arahat, there will be Kuti Chitta, but it will not be succeeded by Patisandhi Chitta. Then there is an end to birth, old age, sickness, and death. We read in the Gradual Sayings, Book of the Threes, Chapter 7, Paragraph 62, Tara, 5 and 6, and I quote, "Monks, these three Taras, part mother and son." What three? A mother cannot bear to see her son grow old. She says, "I am growing old. Let not my son grow old." The son likewise cannot bear to see his mother grow old. He says, "I am growing old. Let not my mother grow old." And it is the same with regard to getting sick and dying. These are the three terrors that part mother and son. But monks, there is a way, there is a practice that leads to the abandoning, to the overpassing of these three terrors that part mother and son, a way which joins mother and son. What is that way? What is that practice which so leads? It is just this eightfold way, to wit, right view, right thinking, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. That is the way. That is the practice. End of footnote. The Eightfold Path eventually leads to the end of birth, old age, sickness, and death. If one is not an Arahat, there will be a Patisandhi Chitta succeeding the Kuti Chitta. Before the Kuti Chitta arises, there are only 5 Javanat Chittas instead of 7, because the Javanat process is weaker due to the nearness of death. Open parenthesis, Visuddhimagga, Chapter 17, 143, close parenthesis. These are the last Javanat Chittas of that lifespan. If a Kusala Gama produces the rebirth of the next life, there will be an unhappy rebirth. In that case, the last Javanat Chittas are Akusala Chittas, and they experience an unpleasant object. If Kusalagama produces the rebirth, there will be a happy rebirth. In that case, the last Javana Chitas are Kusala Chitas and they experience a pleasant object. As a footnote, see chapter 10. End of footnote. These Javana Chitas experience an object through one of the sense doors or through the mind door. Past Gama, or an attribute of past Gama, may present itself to the mind of the dying person, or he may foresee his future destiny. In parentheses, Visuddhimagga 17, 136 to 146, close parentheses. The Tadramana Chitta, which has as function to register the object, may or may not follow. Then the Kuti Chitta arises, the last Chitta of this present life. The Kuti Chitta is succeeded by the Patisandhi Chitta of the following life, and this Chitta experiences the same object as the last Javana Chittas arising before the Kuti Chitta of the previous life. Whatever that object may have been, the Patisandhi Chitta of the new life, and also all Bhavanga Chittas arising in the course of that new life, and finally the Kuti Chitta of that life, experience that object. There is sometimes a misunderstanding that the Kuti Chitta of the previous life determines one's rebirth, but this is not so. The only function of the Kuti Chitta is being the last moment of a lifespan. The Kuti Chitta is Vipaka Chitta, produced by the Gama which produced the Patisandhi Chitta and the Bhavanga Chittas of the life which is just ending. It is of the same type as these Chittas, and it experiences the same object. Past Kusalagama, or a Kusalagama, which will produce one's rebirth, conditions the last Javana Chittas to experience a pleasant object or an unpleasant object. The Patisandhi Chitta, the Bhavanga Chittas, and the Kuti Chitta in one lifespan are the same type of Vipaka Chitta, and they experience the same object. There are 19 types of Chitta which can perform the function of Patisandhi. As a footnote, see chapter 11, and the function of Bhavanga. And these same 19 types of Chitta can perform the functions of Kuti. If someone suffers great pains before he dies because of an accident or sickness, the last Javana Chittas arising before the Kuti Chitta will not necessarily be Akusala Chittas. There may be Akusala Chittas with aversion when he feels the pain, but the last Javana Chittas may be Kusala Chittas, depending on the Gama which will produce his next birth. There may be wise attention preceding the Kuti Chitta. We read in the Gradual Sayings, Book of the Sixes, Chapter 6, Paragraph 2, Paguna, that the Buddha visited the Venerable Paguna, who was very ill. Paguna had attained the second stage of enlightenment, that is, the stage of the Sakadagami once returner. He was not yet completely freed from the five lower fetters. We read in the sutta that the Buddha said to Paguna, and I quote, "I hope, Paguna, you're bearing up, keeping going, that your aches and pains grow less, not more, that there are signs of their growing less, not more. Lord, I can neither bear up nor keep going. My aches and pains grow grievously more, not less. And there are signs of their growing more, not less. Lord, the Lord, here, you gotta go. Yeah, it's here. It's only here. Consider monk. That's the only one. Consider Ananda.
So where is this?
Neither bear up nor keep going. My pains grow more, not less. So the Exalted One instructed him, roused him, gladdened him, and comforted him with Dhamma talk, then rose from his seat and departed. Now, not long after the Exalted One's departure, the Venerable Paguna died, and at the time of his death his faculties were completely purified. Then went the Venerable Ananda to the Exalted One, saluted him, and sat down at one side. So seated, he said, Lord, not long after the Exalted One left, the Venerable Paguna died, and at that time his faculties were completely purified. But why, Ananda, should not the faculties of the monk Paguna have been completely purified? The monk's mind, Ananda, had not been wholly freed from the five lower fetters, but when he heard that Dhamma teaching, his mind was wholly freed. There are these six advances, Ananda, in hearing Dhamma in time, in testing its goodness in time. What six? Consider, Ananda, the monk whose mind is not wholly freed from the five lower fetters, but when dying, is able to see the Tathagata. The Tathagata teaches him Dhamma, lovely in the beginning, lovely in the middle, lovely in the end, its goodness, its significance, and makes known the Brahman life. As a footnote, in Pali, Brahmacharya, pure or holy life. This term is not only used for the monk's life, but also with regard to all those who develop the Eightfold Path, which leads to the eradication of all defilements. End of footnote. Wholly fulfilled, perfectly pure. When he has heard that Dhamma teaching, his mind is wholly freed from the five lower fetters. As a footnote, those who have attained the third stage of enlightenment, the stage of the Anagami, non-returma, are completely free from the five lower fetters. This, Ananda, is the first advantage in hearing Dhamma in time. Or, though not just able to see the Tathagata, sees his disciple who teaches him Dhamma and makes known the Brahman life. Then is his mind wholly freed from the five lower fetters. This, Ananda, is the second advantage. Or, though not able to see the Tathagata or his disciple, continues to reflect in mind on Dhamma, as heard, as learnt, ponders on it, pores over it, then is his mind wholly freed from the five lower fetters. This, Ananda, is the third advantage in testing its goodness in time. End of quote. The same is said with regard to the monk who has attained the third stage of enlightenment, the stage of the Anagami, and who, after hearing Dhamma in time and testing its goodness in time, can attain the stage of the Arahat. Summary of functions. Teacher of Citta. 1. Patisandhi. That is, rebirth. 2. Vivanga. That is, life continuum. 3. Avajana, that is, adverting, through the sense doors and through the mind door. 4. Seeing. 5. Hearing. 6. Smelling. 7. Tasting. 8. Experiencing tangible object through the body sense. 9. Sampatichana, that is, receiving. 10. Santirana, that is, investigating. 11. Vodapana, that is, determining. 12. Javana, that is, impulsion or running through the object. 13. Tadramana, that is, or Tadalabana, registering. 14. Kuti, that is, dying. Questions for Chapter 15. 1. Why can Tadramana Citta not arise in the Rupa Brahma planes and in the Arupa Brahma planes? 2. By how many types of Citta can the function of kuti, dying, be performed? End of chapter 15.